Welcome back into the Press Box, and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the grand domo of all things related to the Press Box. Much to talk about today, including a couple of great races on the closing day card at Churchill Downs. But first of all, Mr. McLean, I would be remiss if I did not ask you about something you've been working toward a long time as you get the Louisville Thoroughbred Society going. You know, it's never over till it's over, but once you get the approval and the go-ahead, which you've gotten in the last couple of weeks from the Kentucky State Racing Commission, I believe, as you said in your column, it was a big, big day.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, it was something that we announced our plans to do this 3 years ago on Derby Week, 3 years ago. And, you know, one of the things that we intended to do right from the start is develop a strong and working collaborative relationship with Churchill Downs. And thanks to Bill Mudd and Bill Kerstangen and Mike Ziegler and Kevin Flannery and others, that has taken place. Churchill submitted an application to create a racetrack extension at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and that won unanimous approval from the Kentucky Racing Commission. And you know, unfortunately, some like to say that that was a commission decision only. That was set up by statute years ago by the General Assembly to facilitate the Thoroughbred Club of America, which is right beside Keeneland, and I've been a member of for years. So
right.
The Thoroughbred Club of America is a fantastic club, maybe one of the best in the world, and we've worked, you know, very closely with them as well. And you know, so despite what you may read from members of the Family Foundation, this was approved by the Kentucky General Assembly many years ago. It's been in operation at the Thoroughbred Club of America. And now, in the future, we're going to have the ability to do the same thing in downtown Louisville. And I'm so thrilled and thankful both to the Commission and Churchill and others that made this happen, Buzzy.
Boy, and just congratulations to you and all those who've worked so hard on it. And I wanted to make sure and mention that off the top of the show. And then
Thank you, sir.
A second thing, a lot of conversation this week, about the Breeders' Cup. They have reaffirmed their decision. It was a unanimous vote at the end to continue to proceed with the Breeders' Cup 2019 at Santa Anita Park, but certainly a decision was still a lot of questions to be answered before we get to the first 2 days of November.
You know, Buzzy, it's unfortunate that the situation ever arose that it took an affirmation or it took a vote. Obviously, this has been a developing story and a developing situation really since the Santa Anita meet started in December 26th, 2018, and they concluded their meet last weekend, and really that meet was full of very unfortunate, catastrophic injuries and developments, and you know, it's like I said, it's sad that it took an action to reaffirm because it should never have been
right.
A situation to begin with, and you know, I've been very outspoken in my call for Santa Anita to do the right things, and I think one of the most immediate right things for that racetrack to have done early, and I think I wrote it back in either February or very early March, that they should dig up that racetrack and go to the bottom and find the root of the issues and the problems, and even if you don't find anything, Buzzy, it's a confirmation to the public,
sure,
and to the horse trainers and to the horse owners that the track is indeed a safe one. And that's the primary role of a racetrack, is to provide a safe racing surface for all, a fair racing surface for all. And it just would not have taken a great deal of effort it would have taken a great deal of effort, but it would have been the right thing to do to fully be transparent and to show the public at the large, and not only horse race fans, but every fan of sport, that the racetrack was a safe one. And if it wasn't safe, then pick it up and put a new one down, just like Keeneland did when they replaced the Poly track, and just like Del Mar did when they replaced the, you know, the surface down there. And other tracks have done it. It should have been done at Santa Anita. But we are now going to pray, and we're going to wish for the best, and hope that all the participants come through this Breeders' Cup in great order.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so let's get back on the track now, and a couple of great ones we want to talk about here today on the final race day of Churchill Downs spring and summer meet. Let's go to, first of all, the Bashford Manor, grade three field of 10 two-year-olds in the 118th running of the $125,000 Bashford Manor, grade three, again, part of a trio of stakes races that will finish out the 38-day spring meet here at Churchill.
Well, you know, on the flip side of the negativity, I think the Churchill Downs meet that will conclude today, Buzzy, will go down in history as one of the best.
I agree.
Obviously one of the most newsworthy with what happened on Derby Day, but with the first disqualification in the history of the Derby, the 145th Derby. But, you know, the purses are at an all-time high. Not even close. They've shattered the number, supplemented by the historical racing venue there at Derby City Gaming. The Bashford Manor is grade three. It's $125,000 for two-year-olds going six furlongs. Buzzy, just a week ago, they ran a maiden special weight for two-year-olds for $95,000.
Wow.
So this meet has just gone down as one of the best in the history of Churchill Downs, and a lot of credit to the team there to put this meet together, led by Ben Huffman, the racing secretary. This is an outstanding field. You get 10 top juveniles going to the six furlongs, and this is kind of a stretch out for some of the two-year-olds. They've been running at five and five and a half, so this will be a kind of a full sprint for these two-year-old horses. Rookie Salsa is shipping in. He's trained by a guy out of Maryland that most Kentuckians or most fans of Churchill may not recognize, a guy named by the name of Jeremiah O'Dyer. And this guy's can train. He shipped into Churchill in the past and won some stakes, Buzzy, and I think with two-year-olds in the past. But Rookie Salsa has raced three times. He's won two, run third once. He came from four lengths off the pace to win his to defeat seven other rivals in his last race at odds of 27-1
wow.
in the five furlong Kentucky Juvenile here on May 1st. He is a Florida bred by Two Step Salsa, but Buzzy, a lot of these 2 year olds, you don't see them closing at this early age. Most of them kind of get quick out of that gate, get to the lead, and kind of take the field from. It's kind of like a parade most of
right.
the time in these two-year-old races. To see one come from four lengths back is pretty impressive. So I think Rookie Salsa is one you got to watch. But, Buzzy, as you well know, I like to take a long shot every now and then.
There you go.
And I'm taking one again in this race.
And who would that be?
I really like a horse shipping in by the name of Phantom Boss. Phantom Boss is raced twice, won once, second once. With an easy 2.5 lengths winner in a cowbred's maiden special weight at Santa Anita. He's trained by Jorge Parabon, going to be ridden by Rafael Bejarano, who's traveling all the way from California to ride this horse. I think this horse may have the speed edge, and I think a horse that they were going to kind of jump out of there and go to the front. And then there's two other horses I want to mention, Buzzy. Two Last Words, trained by Tim Glyshaw, one of the nicest guys you'll ever find. Had Barocco in the Breeders' Cup last year on the turf, but ridden by Corey Lannery. And, you know, Corey, lots been said, lots been written about Corey's struggles over the last year, losing his wife Chantel to cancer about a year ago. But he has really stepped his game up again at Churchill Downs this meet. He will be the leading rider. He's going to blow away this field. I think he's got a shot with Two Last Words. And then the horse on the outside, Rowdy Yates, ridden by Ricardo Santana but trained by Steve Asmussen. Steve has had a tremendous meet here, going to be the leading trainer for the meet by far. And so two last words, Rowdy Yates and Phantom Boss are my three, led by Phantom Boss, but I'm going to use two last words and Rowdy Yates in that combination.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go from the Bashford Manor to the 119th running of the Debutante. And the Debutante, again, a field of 9 2-year-old fillies, 119th running of the Debutante at Churchill.
Yeah, you know, you use those numbers, Buzz, and it's kind of amazing. 119th running.
Right.
I mean, you know, you talk about history, and you talk about a sport that's endured. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, this, you know, horse racing is going to go away. It should go away. And, I mean, this is part of our heritage. This is part of our history. 119 years they've run this Debutante Stakes. Amazing part of history. And I just had to throw that in.
Absolutely.
Again, this is a race I think Steve Asmussen really comes with a heavy hand. This filly that he's got in here, Rated Feisty. Let me take that back. Rated Feisty won the 2007 edition 12 years ago in a record performance. But he's got a horse in here by the name of Magic Dance. Magic Dance is a 2-year-old daughter of More Than Ready. You know, Buzzy, the thing that impresses me about Magic Dance is not only am I a big fan of More Than Ready, but More Than Ready is a very versatile sire, has a lot of good grass runners, but they take their time developing a little bit. They're more of a distance or a middle distance kind of progeny from More Than Ready. This horse dazzled in her debut. She was a maiden special weight, won 5 furlongs. She was just tremendous in that race. You know, she'll break from post position 7, which I think is ideal. She kind of gets away from that rail a little bit.
Right.
Will be ridden by Santana. But the thing about Santana, Buzzy, is not only has he done well here this meet, but he's done well in other venues as well. But here's the thing. He will end the meet as the leading rider at Churchill Downs in terms of purses won. So he's not going to outdo Corey Lannery for the most number of wins, but he's going to be the leading rider at Churchill Downs in terms of purses won. And, you know, when you get down to it, it's kind of a strong barometer on how the rider has done.
Absolutely.
As well as the bar. So I'm going to single Magic Dance. I think she is the one to beat. She's just been amazing, very precocious. You know, this if she can win, it'll be Asmussen's 5th win in the Debutante.
Wow. All right, and that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by Arlington Park. Remember, closing day for this great Churchill Downs meet. Get out and enjoy it. I think post time sometime a little afternoon, and Mr. McLean, I'm sure you will be there and enjoying wherever you are, but here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. It was great seeing you this week in Lexington. I have got a great affinity for Lexington. It was great to see you and your company, and you know, Kim was absolutely delightful at dinner, and we look forward to seeing you again, my friend.
Absolutely. Let's do it again soon. Have a great weekend, brother.
See you, brother. Take care.